A special welcome tonight to our RCIA candidates, those who are to be baptized and those to be confirmed, to any guests who are joining us tonight, whether you're from another parish or maybe even from another faith tradition. We welcome you to the Mass of the Lord's Supper, where we celebrate the great institution of the Eucharist at the hands of priests, God's first priests, and this servant leadership that Jesus teaches us. In Jewish society, foot washing was normally reserved for a Gentile, that is a non-Jew slave, or at least for somebody who might be considered of lower status in their culture, such as a child. So it's particularly significant that Jesus, who the disciples think is going to be the new king of the nation Israel, the Messiah, the anointed one. It's particularly poignant that this guy who's going to be king kneels down and wants to wash their feet. This is why Peter objects to the whole idea. He thinks it's unbecoming of Jesus to do so. And it is a great act of great humility, taking off your outer garment, tying the towel around your waist, to not only act like a slave, but to appear like a slave. To be regarded among those who have been looking up to you for the past 3 years as somebody who is beneath them. In other words, Jesus was saying by his body language to his apostles, "I want to be your slave." If Jesus came up to your door tonight and knocked on your door, and he says, "Hello, I want to be your slave," how would that make you feel? I mean, most of us think of, we imagine Jesus coming to our house and, you know, we'd roll out the red carpet and, you know, try to make sure the crucifix is up and, you know, make sure the house is at least presentable. But he seems to even take it a step further. "Hello, I want to be your slave." This is a demonstration by Jesus for each of us, and particularly the ordained priests of the church, of what we call servant leadership. You know, a lot of people think that the Catholic Church is a bunch of old white-haired guys in Rome who like to boss people around. But I can tell you, having known some of those old white-haired guys, having known some of the people who have worked in Rome, and now 10 years into priesthood, having known a number of priests, I know none of them that approach priesthood as a power grab. They have no desire to boss anyone around. But the heart of a priest is to simply share the message of Jesus Christ and the gospel of Jesus Christ as authentically as possible. In Matthew 23, 8 through 11, Jesus says, "As for you, do not be called a rabbi, for you have only one teacher and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth father, for you only have one father in heaven. And do not be called master. You have but one master, the Messiah. The greatest among you must be the servant." You know, one of the titles of the Holy Father, our Pope, is the servant of the servants of God. He sits along with all the other bishops as their servant to help them do their job. Mark 10 and Matthew 20, Jesus summons them and says to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all." And this is why a lot of times you see your pastor in jeans crawling out of a hole, or running into Mass at the last minute with sweat because he just had to try to clean himself up. but also why I have to also stand here and apologize for not always being that servant leader, not always being willing to be the slave of all. For all of us priests who fall short of that ideal. Mark 9, then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, if anyone wishes to be first, he will be last and the servant of all. But this is not only true of the ordained priest, but as we heard in our introduction before Mass, each one of us, by our anointing with that sacred chrism at our baptism, are all baptized into the priesthood of Jesus Christ. Each one of you called to be a servant leader. So parents, servant leaders. Number one of your spouse. Number two of your children. Now children, that doesn't mean you get to boss your parents around. They still have a lot more wisdom than you. But the Christian takes a radically different view of the world. Not, I've been given power because I've been given a position, like when you get a promotion at work, right? But rather, we see a promotion in the Christian world. Every bishop that I know who's been named as a bishop by the Holy Father gets off the phone with the papal nuncio and cries. Because he knows his life as a priest is over. That what he was ordained for as a priest, to serve the people of God, has just been totally torn from him. It is a sacrifice for our priests to be named bishops. It is a sacrifice for them to serve. It is further significant that Jesus washes the feet of all his disciples. John's his favorite disciple, the Bible says. So if you ever feel like your pastor or your bishop plays favorites, well, so did Jesus. There's people you just naturally relate to better than others, things you have in common. And John had a particular place in Jesus' heart, maybe because he was so young, youthful, full of energy, like our teenagers. He washed John's feet. That was probably easy. But what about Peter? Peter, number one, telling Jesus, no, I don't want you to, refusing the act of service, but also knowing that Peter would deny him. I mean, John at least stood at the foot of the cross, right? John was at least faithful to Jesus to the very end. Peter, first pope, ran and hid. But Jesus washed his feet. Who else did Jesus wash the feet of? Judas. The one who sold him out. Had already sold him out when he went to wash his feet. And he did it anyway. I mean, how many of us think that, you know, I'd be happy serving somebody who appreciates it, you know? I'm happy handing out food, you know, at the homeless shelter as long as people appreciate it. But what about the guy that comes up and cusses you out because you didn't give him what he wanted? Do you still serve him with the same heart? And that is the radical servant leadership that Jesus has called us as Christians to. Not a service of convenience. Not a service of our best friend. Yes, those things. But even going a step further. Service of those who would betray us. You know, thinking about Peter and Judas, I think it's important to remember, too, that both were ordained to the priesthood. Not just having their feet washed, but also ordained to the priesthood. That Jesus would give that gift of not only an act of humble service, but also the gift of being able to bring about the presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. He gave that to Judas too. the difference? Both Peter and Judas betrayed Jesus. Both ran. Both were ordained. Both had their feet washed. But one despaired and one repented. And brothers and sisters, so often we approach Catholicism as if I have to be perfect before I can present myself to God. If you're perfect, leave. You are in the wrong place. You belong in heaven. If you are a sinner, you are in the right place. If you think you're perfect but know you're a sinner, quit denying it. Because we're all here to confess before Jesus Christ tonight that we are sinners and we need him. We're here like Peter to say, don't only wash my feet, wash all of me too. I need to be made clean. You know that question of Jesus coming to your home and knocking on your door and saying, I'm here to serve you. I think often our reaction to the idea of Jesus serving us or God serving us is appalling. Because we think, oh, I need to serve God. And rightly so. But you cannot give what you do not have. And so you must first let the master serve you so that you can turn around and serve others. And if you're not letting him serve you, if you're not letting him wash your feet, if you're not letting God humble himself before you to take on your burdens and your stinkiness, if you will, as some feet tend to be, if we don't let Jesus Christ take that on for us and be that for us, then we can never be that for anyone else. Tonight, 12 of you in the congregation will come forward to have your feet washed by a priest of Jesus Christ. But each of us in some way must not only follow Jesus to do this, but must do it for each other. To place ourselves below others, not above. To be the servant leaders the people encounter and say, you know what? That guy who's my boss, he may be my boss, but he sure has a loving heart, a servant's heart. We are called to respond to Jesus' example by submitting ourselves humbly to the mercy of God and saying like Peter, Lord, then not only wash my feet, but my head and my hands as well. Please come forward.